The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus asking, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Go and tell John what you hear and what you see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal palaces. Then why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you.' And I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord. Let me pause with you for a few moments and reflect on the teaching of the readings which we have today and how they might enlighten us in our Advent journey. John the Baptist is the central figure in the gospel reading today, a powerful image, the one who is foretelling the coming of the Messiah. John will fulfill what was spoken about in that first reading from Isaiah the prophet. We have been reading Isaiah for the last week or 10 days. All our first readings come from Isaiah, 700 years before Christ. And Isaiah is prophesying about the Messianic age, when the Messiah will come. How will it be? The lion and the ox will lay down together. The wolf and the lamb will be at peace. There will be harmony in the Messianic age. And now John comes before Jesus to announce the coming of the Messiah and to announce the Messianic age. And he's powerful. He's very strong in his teaching. In the Messianic age, he says, the mountains will be brought low and the valleys will be filled in. In the Messianic age, which is coming, he is here to announce it. The axe is already at the root of the tree, so that any tree that does not bear good fruit will be cast out and burned in a fire. He says, the Messiah already has his winnowing fan in his hand to clear his threshing floor. And the wheat he will gather and put into his barns, and the chaff he will dispose of to be burned in unquenchable fire. This is the Messianic age that John announces. John is certain about the age, and he's certain about the Messiah. He is the one that points out, without question, there is the Lamb of God. And some of his disciples leave him and follow Jesus. You read that, the first chapter of John's Gospel. He is certain, he is strong,
is decisive. He can see what the Messianic age will be like. And now he's in prison. He's in a place of darkness. And now it would appear that he has a crisis in his faith. He hears about the works that Jesus is doing. He doesn't hear about this powerful Messiah, this enforcer, the one who will force a Messianic age on the people, the one who will save his people through power. He doesn't hear that. He hears about the works of Jesus, and he becomes uncertain. He goes through a crisis in his faith. And he sends his messengers to Jesus. Have I been wasting my time? Did I get it mixed up? Are you truly the one who is to come, or should we look for another? And Jesus says, go back and tell John the Baptist what you see and what you hear. Now John the Baptist has a new understanding of the Messiah. What he has to proclaim now, he could not have proclaimed before, until he went through his crisis, until he became uncertain, until he questioned himself. He could not understand the Messianic age. So what does this mean to us? I remember a church, and you remember a church, that was certain, beyond reproach, absolute, clear about everything. And then darkness set in. I remember a priesthood when I was young priest, and I was certain, I was institutional, I belonged to the establishment, and I was attached to the church. And then the crisis happened. Darkness set in. We had a clergy crisis, an institutional crisis in the church. So that the Messianic age about which John first spoke, the power, the prestige, the numbers, the riches, all fell apart. And now there is a new Messianic age to be announced and to be preached. So who is it that can proclaim Jesus Christ as he appears in the Word of God, revealed to us? Who is it that has experienced Jesus Christ? The one who has gone through a crisis. The one who was broken. So who can preach and who can proclaim Jesus Christ? Only the leper who has been healed. Only the sinner who has been forgiven knows who Jesus Christ is. Only the one who was blind and can now see with new eyes, only that person can proclaim Jesus Christ. Only the deaf, who can now hear with a new hearing. Only the deaf who are given hearing can proclaim Jesus Christ. That's what the gospel teaches us today. It's a new age. It's an age when the only ones who meet Jesus Christ are the outsiders who must be welcomed, the sinners who must be forgiven, the wounded who must be healed. They are the prophets who today are announcing the Messianic age. And look at your own life and you'll find that you question things. You wondered. You were discouraged. You are confronted with humanity in the church and in the priesthood, in the institution. And you wondered, Is this the Messiah, or should we look for another? And Jesus says, go back and tell John, tell the people of God what you see and what you hear. The sinners are forgiven. The outcast is welcomed. The wounded are healed. Those who are considered unworthy are blessed with a welcome. That's the Messianic age. That's what this gospel teaches us. It not only teaches us about this in our church, it teaches us about this in our families. It's the one who is left out, the one who is wounded, it's the one who is struggling and different and doesn't fit. This is the one who speaks to us about the meaning of Jesus Christ in the Messianic age. So listen to the Word of God today. Allow it to nurture us, to enlighten us, to lead us through a season of Advent into a celebration of the Lord's coming at Christmas. Allow it to be meaningful, so that the power and the prestige, the worldly glory of the church is not the primary interest. It's not numbers, it's not power, it's not reputation, it's depth. How deep are we? How much faith do we have? Is our faith strong enough to ask a question? To wonder, to see in darkness, in our struggles, in our failures in life, opportunities, moments of grace, a call to experience Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior.